The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
All right. So you are all sweating, bloody, after a difficult battle against a bunch of griffins. The sun is still streaming in through the open doors, but the sounds of griffin have faded away, and you're just sort of standing there in the sudden quiet. Next to a broken-down statue over a cracked floor, there's a big nest in the corner, but it seems quiet. Seems peaceful for now.
Too quiet.
A little too wrath.
There was rope down here, right?
At the end of the corridor, yeah. You can see a rope hanging from above.
Did we loot the bodies yet?
No.
Do you have a particular interest in griffin feathers?
I feel like some people would.
Would you like to spend some time... plucking griffin feathers?
I mean, I would assume that they have either some magical or pseudo-magical property. I don't care if I sell them to the person who believes in a flat Nevthelian.
Are griffins prone to, you know, just swallowing random things? Could we find something of interest?
Rolling that random table chart. 16 spears!
Why don't you go ahead and make a survival check?
Who, me?
Cody.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's going to go well.
You're the one that wants the feathers.
Well, I didn't think it'd be that hard. You just pull.
And that's how someone ends up with a whole bunch of broken feathers.
Survival is +2. 18.
Okay. You are able to successfully harvest 18 griffin feathers that are nice and intact.
Craig, you want to add that to the list?
Yeah, I'll throw them in the bag of holding.
So ideologically, this is the first time I think we've really faced this in a while. We somewhat lack a rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we take a short rest?
No, you have not taken one yet.
Okay.
No, we haven't taken any kind of rest.
That's going to happen.
Says Nushka with 29 hit points.
Yep.
I mean, we can explore around a little bit, right?
You certainly can.
As Nushka is tossing the corpse of the griffin, the big griffin, out of the nest and taking its spot, just kicking back and relaxing, she says, yeah, you go ahead.
It's a big thump as the corpse sort of rolls over the edge and hits the stone.
Is the walkway to the north here, is that just the other door that we saw?
Yes, that goes out to the other side of the Skyland. And there, one of the inner doors is broken down, but the outer doors are actually still attached to their hinges. And you can see a bright sunrise coming through. A little after sunrise, but still.
See a bright,
no, actually,
bright sun is coming through.
I'll come over and sit next to Nushka and play some cards or something, because I'm going to use Arcane Recovery and regain a 4th level spell slot.
Okay.
Can I come down? I'm going to come down here. Is this like another room?
There's a long hallway with a rope. Oh, you're talking about that. I didn't poke my head in any of the rooms yet.
Yeah, there's doors to a good number of rooms. There's like 8 or 9 doors along this hallway, all pretty close together.
Well, we are doing a short rest, right?
I am.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Okay.
Rook is also pretty damaged.
I don't need to have full health. That's why I was gonna...
You're not gonna die as soon as you run into anything, Troy, so you want to poke around, go for it.
Okay, that's most of the way up.
I have a wand. I have one. A lot of secrets just shows me
secret doors
secret
and
doors, right?
Compartments, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I got it. Yep. I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
Okay.
And just like walk up the door, walk down the hallway, I guess. Basically to see if any of the doors are maybe magically warded or something.
Okay. And the range isn't that at 60 feet, is that right?
30.
30. Okay. You walk up and down. Also, is it blocked by stuff? Like thick walls or stuff like that?
Yes. It is blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of metal.
Okay, gotcha.
3 feet of wood.
At the moment,
my curiosity is more just in the doors if they're magically locked or something.
Gotcha. As you're walking up and down the hall, the doors appear to all be just fairly mundane wood. Sturdy, but nothing special about them. Not carved, nothing fancy. You make it to the end of the hall and see that the last sort of doorway or opening over here leads to what appears to be a collapsed stairway to a second floor. And when you go into that very end area where the rope is dangling down, you can look up and see that it goes up a good 50, 60 feet maybe, all the way up, and you can see in the distance a bell.
I will fly up to the bell.
Ah, because you can fly, right.
Are we talking bell like the size of, I don't know, watermelon? Are we talking bell like Hunchback of Notre Dame sanctuary bell?
Probably somewhere in between.
Okay.
Are we talking like bell from Beauty and the Beast?
like 4 foot across or something like that.
Okay.
And when you get up to it, you find yourself in a small little like cupola that is has openings all around, and you can see out into the distance on all directions, like a pretty spectacular vista of all these floating islands with the vines sort of tangling them up and going between them. You can see various birds and other creatures flying back and forth between them, and of course the monkeys.
The flying one.
But I'm not getting any magical dings.
You are not getting any magical dings. It is still raining, still nice and warm and humid.
So I know that the reference art we saw of the Skyland was just reference art, but the thought is 60 feet above where we're at currently is the top of this bell tower. Is that roughly accurate?
It would be like about the top of the island too. Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying wherever we came in, it's not like that there are 12 levels above us or anything.
It seems unlikely.
Okay.
Am I seeing any other like way to get to another level from this shaft, or just go straight to the bell tower?
You do in fact see a ladder downward from up here.
Okay. I'll go back down and as I'm walking back, start just checking each room.
Well, wait, you're climbing back down the ladder?
No. Just flying back down.
Oh, you're flying down. Okay.
To where I was. Yeah.
Okay. You fly back down. The rooms along that hall to the south all appear to contain various like simple beds and cots with like a bare minimum of anything in them. Like occasionally you'll see like a little candle or a bucket next to a bed, like a few sheets of paper or like an open book, but nothing of any particular note. And they all just seem to be like essentially cells of ascetic variety.
If I toss them, like, is there anything like maybe under the mattress or anything?
In one of the rooms, if you go through each room one by one, in one of them you happen to find 7 gold underneath a mattress.
Boom! I'm rich, bitch!
I'm sorry, I have to step away for about 30 seconds.
Unacceptable.
And then...
Now you just need to change the combat map and spawn a whole bunch of shit on us and be like, Craig, what are you going to do? Just big X's over me and Jeff.
Yeah.
Why is my character not moving? Jesus Christ.
Are you trying to go through those doors there?
Yeah, I'm noticing a double set of doors, it looks like, maybe.
Yeah, and you come through into what appears to be a large and also quite trashed library. There are sort of two sides to the room. On the right, there's a bunch of tables that are set up with several chairs around them that look to be for like either just like reading or for perhaps discussion, possibly eating as well. You're not sure. And on the left side of the room, there is a whole bunch of bookshelves that there's maybe a half dozen that are still standing, and the rest are all sort of toppled over on the floor. And there are piles of books all over the place, a bunch of which have been gathered up. And books, both whole and torn apart, have been used as lining for another griffin nest.
And am I noticing an egg in that nest?
As you walk up towards the nest, you do in fact notice a large, like, 2 foot long egg with speckled dots on it.
Okay. Am I getting any magical dings in this room?
You are, in fact, from coming from a pile of books right next to the, the nest.
Okay. What's the duration on Wand of Secrets? Is that just an instantaneous?
Yeah, it's an instant ping.
Okay.
It just points to whatever is closest to you within so many feet. So how long until the short rest is up?
Oh, probably another half hour or so. He's been looking around, but it hasn't been, it's not a huge area.
Okay, then I'm going to go pee.
To be clear, are you, is it Jeff that's peeing or Nushka that's peeing?
Possibly both. We won't inquire.
Just be glad he doesn't have a wireless headset like Schroeder. Oh my god, it's going to come out well before this did, but Lucas was having issues keeping his computer synced to the chat while we were playing something. So Schroeder, who had had a couple of beers, went to the bathroom, and he was talking to Jeff and I about how he was going to hold... He's like, guys, I'm going to go ahead and hold the mic in the bathroom and see what you can hear. So he happens to hold his mic down near the toilet when he flushes, which coincidentally was when Lucas popped right back into the chat. And he's like, was that a toilet flushing? And then he disappeared again.
To answer your question, both. My wireless headset may not have a mic, but I can still hear you.
Fantastic.
If I stand like here,
yeah,
I should basically about to cover the whole room, well, most of the room.
Right.
So I'll expend a charge of Wand of Secrets and see if I can get anything.
Okay. You do not detect any secret areas in the library.
Okay.
Or above you, for that matter. Or below you.
I will go back out and join everybody else and inform them of all that I have seen.
Did you say books?
Yep. So there's, looks like a kind of, you know, oh, he's just going to go right in there. All right, okay.
Yes, I am, because that's what wizards do, run into magical traps.
There's a, I got a magical ping somewhere in this cluster, so, you know, enter at your own risk.
I'll join.
I will use my wand of magic detection and figure out exactly which one is magical.
Okay. You begin hunting around through the pile of books. It's kind of like if you were at the dumpster of a half-price books. Just all sorts of stuff piled up, except with no level of care whatsoever.
Sure.
Rooting through takes you a few minutes. Eventually, you find the sources, plural, of the magical auras that you perceived, and they turn out to be 3 spell scrolls.
Ooh. Can I read them?
Yes. Although they are not of your normal persuasion, they turn out to be scrolls for bless, divine favor, and hollow.
Hollow or hallow?
Holy crap.
Hallow, with an A.
So Pipsky looks, or Nushka looks to Pipsky and asks, what would you think of me having another mount and you being more of a companion?
I know what you're doing, Jeff. You think he'll let you hatch an egg?
Well, no.
Sorry, Schroeder, I tried to fix that. Well, I don't know what Jeff just did.
Huh?
You are so hot right now.
Take that one out of context. Clip that.
I can cast Hallow, so I should probably take that.
What about now?
Still super hot.
Super hot.
I jacked you down 70%.
Okay,
That's good.
Trying to figure...
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, something about leaning into the mic, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's fine. If I can stay back a little bit and not be right on the mic, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Schroeder may yell at you later. Just say something
everybody's
for me,
always bitching that, everybody's always bitching that I have to lean into the mic because I'm so quiet.
Stop being so damn quiet. You said 3 spell scrolls, but I only heard 2 of them. Hallow, and then there was, I guess I didn't even hear the second 2.
Bless and something else. Dave?
Dave?
Oh, bless, divine favor, and hallow.
Those are some holy sounding spells.
Holy spells, Batman.
I will, of course, hand those over to the cleric. There we go. Now I'm sitting in the chair. Are these tables interesting? Are these tables nice?
The tables are good, solid workmanship. They have just like one decoration of like one big carving in the middle of the table, and the rest of it is unadorned. The tables are also, or the chairs are also pretty plain.
Anything particular about the carving that's interesting?
No, it just appears to be a general pattern.
General pattern.
Damn it, I hate you people.
To Nushka, Pipsqueak will say, well, that depends. Where would I go? Like, this is all rather new to me. I have been traveling with you because I am still trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you like figuring things out?
Well, there is still the difficulty that I cannot go all the places you can go.
Right. Well, and I kind of dropped this on you without knowing what you thought about it. And if you'd rather I took this off of you, that's up to you.
That is a slightly terrifying thought now.
Okay.
You already brought him to life, Frankenstein. Now you have to deal with him.
Oh, yeah, I'm good with that. But I want to make sure that the monster actually wants to have a soul.
But you want to fly on a mount. I know you, Jeff. This has been your dream since we started playing D&D on this podcast.
Pretty cool dream.
What was that?
Can I fit the griffin egg in the bag of holding?
Going to guess no. Let me check.
That would probably be the safest place to store it.
2 feet in diameter at the mouth, so yeah, it could fit, actually. Yeah, because in the bag of holding, it would not be jostled around.
Okay.
Is this where the stairs collapsed? I heard you describe it, but I didn't actually see it on the map.
Yeah, there are some collapsed stairs.
Is it completely impassable?
Yeah, it's all entirely blocking the doorway.
Can we tell whether or not it went up or down?
It appears to have gone up.
Huh. But you didn't see any exits for other levels?
There was the ladder.
There is a ladder up in the bell tower. Also, when you came in, you know, in the main hall, over where these pillars are, those pillars are supporting a... like a walkway up above with like a lattice like screen.
Oh.
Where it's like worked metal at like almost like a diamond pattern that goes.
So you're saying.
You could look down on the hall from above.
How high up is it?
Just a story up, so like 10, 15 feet.
Can I float up there?
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to get through unless you had some way to make yourself misty or whatever. But you could see through.
What is the lattice made of?
Iron.
Pretty sure we've got a few iron gates we could, you know, throw up there if you needed to.
And through the grates, you pretty much just see a long hallway going, you know, like the length of the great hall there. You can see a door at the end over here, like up above.
Okay.
And then you can also see it like extending into a hallway on the other side above the hallway where all of the cells were and that the library connected to. So, like, that same hallway, second floor.
Gotcha.
There's a few other doors that you can see opening off of it.
So, how collapsed are these stairs? Is there no way up? No way up? Like, it's blocked? Okay.
Yes, it is blocked.
What about these other series of doors in this hallway across from the library?
They are a bunch of different cells with beds in them, just a candle, book, bucket.
Yeah, I've already been through them. There's nothing there.
Okay.
Does the ladder run all the way up and down?
No, the ladder does not run down to this floor. You don't even see a ladder looking up the shaft. You only see the rope.
But he said a ladder was over here, right?
Alec found a ladder at the top of the bell tower that went downward.
Not into the shaft, on the exterior of the bell tower?
Why can I not get pissed?
Somewhere not in this shaft.
Have we taken our rest yet?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Looks like you all spent hit dice.
I didn't.
Yeah, I spent 5 of them. No, I spent 4 of them.
I spent 6 of mine.
Okay.
I'm following Craig over here. Is this the other platform entrance that we saw?
Yes. This opens up on the other side.
Okay.
So what looks like the most likely way up?
You could either try to get through the grate somehow on the second floor. It's possible that you might be able to go... follow that ladder that's up in the bell tower. Or if you had some other magic that would do nifty things.
I mean, I've got a couple of things, but it's going to make things... There's nothing that I have that's just going to be an easy magic solution. Either way, I think we're either climbing or flying.
I'm good with that.
Why wouldn't we just fly?
It leaves Pipsqueak behind.
Pipsqueak can climb.
Interestingly, I'm trying to drag my character token around on the map, and it keeps, like, not allowed to drag it to places unseen or behind closed doors or through some objects.
I think some of those doors are solid textures.
There's the dynamic lighting. I have, like, things that block. I'll move them off of the doors so that you can go through them.
No, it's fine. It's just, it's interesting.
It's to keep you from, quote, accidentally moving into a room that hasn't been revealed yet, I'm assuming.
Essentially.
Oh, I see. You can quickly toggle that, Dave. That's pretty cool.
They're basically just, like, polygonal lines on a different layer that I move around.
Right on.
I guess we go up the bell tower, then?
Okay. If an hour has passed, do you all still have some sort of flying active or not?
I don't think there's a limit on...
There's no limit on the brooms.
It's just Pipsqueak.
Okay.
Everybody else has either brooms or boots, I believe.
Gotcha. Did Pipsqueak get up here with a fly spell, or...?
Oh, yeah. We did put a fly spell on her, didn't we?
Okay. So that would have expired by now.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pipsqueak will stay down here.
Pipsqueak can climb up there.
Climb speed?
Yeah. Climb speed.
Okay. Yeah. If she has an actual speed, then she'd probably...
I'm looking. Climb speed of 30 feet.
Shit, I was talking about putting spider climb on her. I don't even need to do that.
Climb and burrow.
Damn.
Cool.
Okay. The burrowing would be a little difficult through the solid rock, but she definitely
she's hell on wheels with snow, though.
She just sort of like rears up, puts her front paws on the wall, and then like suddenly these very big claws just come out and latch on. She begins walking right up the wall.
All right. I want to see the view. Does Dave have a map?
Up at the top of the bell tower, you can just see out into the general environs. Are you staying up there? The ladder appears to be running down a shaft that's right next to this one.
As opposed to being meme-worthy again, looking down the shaft, what do we see?
Where the ladder is?
Correct.
It's dark. You have dark vision.
Not with dancing lights, it's not dark.
No, you can probably pretty clearly see the length of the ladder, which goes down about 40 feet or so, and then terminates at some sort of floor.
I guess I will fall with style down the ladder.
Cool.
Are we at the bell, or are we still trying to get to the bell? I'm confused about the layout.
I think this is like an access ladder, Craig. Like, you ring the bell from down here, but if you wanted to work on the bell, there's an access ladder from the second story. Does that make sense?
That is indeed what turns out to be the case, as Kellen emerges on the second floor, having come from above. So you're now down over here. And presumably everyone else follows close behind, so I'll just go ahead and drag you all over.
Okay.
Oops. Whoa, dear fuck.
When when one of us changes the view on Roll20, does it affect other people's views?
No, like if I can drag your view places.
Okay.
Which is probably what you were thinking.
Shouldn't
like I can do a ping like this that will pull your view.
Grandmama, would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Guys, think we should ring the bell before we go down to let people know we're coming.
I cast silence on the bell.
Okay, Dave, I'm going to ask you a really annoying question. I don't know if you can do it or not. Is there any way to cut the shadows off cast by these doors?
I mean, I can move the things from the doors, yes. However, the doors are open, and the doors do block your line of sight, so...
All right, leave them up, you tactical dickbag. I go here, and I close this door. Close it.
You don't want to look in the room? You just want to close the door?
Well, Rook and Nushka are already there, so I'm assuming they can see the room.
Go on in.
Yeah, go in and take a look around the room.
Okay. You find what appears to be a... rather well-appointed office. There's a good number of bookshelves with books and scrolls all around the room in nice, clean order. It looks as though the griffins weren't able to get up here, and so the place is much as the monks left it. There's a fireplace on one side of the room that a desk in the center of the room faces, and then there's another of the same sort of tables with the carving in the center over in one corner of the room.
I'll examine the items on the desk.
Okay.
Is there another door opposite this office that they're looking at?
There is, yes.
Can I open that door and peek my head in?
Yeah, so that door was closed. You open it up and find behind said door, there is a bunch of desks, but not like not working desks, more like student desks that are all grouped together fairly tightly. And it looks like it was some sort of teaching or tutelage room, something like that.
Anything interesting, or are the desks clear, like they're ready for work?
There's a few books of the academic variety, but nothing else noteworthy.
Okay.
Rook, rooting around on the desk, you find a couple books that are on various metaphysical topics, and a couple of letters that just appear to be of the personal variety and don't really talk about anything of note. There's like a letter opener, which has the symbol of the goddess on it. Are you looking at just the desk or the room in general?
After the desk, I'll look at the room in general.
Okay. Probably the only other thing is that inside one of the drawers of the desk, you do find a small pouch of coin with 25 gold in it.
Cool.
Can I start detect magic as a ritual?
Sure. And Rook, the other thing that immediately catches your eye is that sitting on one shelf over in the corner is a potion bottle.
Drink it.
don't even look at the label.
Oh, I will definitely read the label if it has one.
The label's in Dwarvish.
It says potion.
Hey, Nushka.
Do you speak Dwarvish?
No, but I'm going to take it over to Nushka.
Fair enough.
Nushka will come back. She was She was going to start going ahead to clear the other rooms, but what's up?
Can you read this?
She will peer at the potion label.
Okay.
Yes.
She just hands it back to him.
Question answered. Moving on. It appears to be a potion of heroism.
Nice.
Cool.
Having answered said question, Nushka will continue moving back down the hall. I don't even know what heroism does.
Makes you goddamn heroic.
DMG 187, if you want to look it up.
One creature is immune to fear, gains temporary hit points equal to the spellcasting ability modifier, plus one creature level above first level cast.
Okay.
So I have heroism as one of my permanent first level prepared spells already, but I'll take the potion, I guess.
Oh, for the same duration, you are under the effect of the Bless spell. No concentration required. That's under the potion description.
Okay.
Yeah. For one hour after drinking it, you gain 10 temporary hit points that last for one hour. For the same duration, you are under the effect of this Bless spell.
Are we looking at the same
spell? Well, I'm not looking at the spell. I'm looking at the potion of heroism in the DMG.
From the spell. Heroism.
Yeah, I know. Crafting potions doesn't work the same way as it used to.
Nope.
Are you two checking these next two rooms? Because if so, I'll move down to the next set.
Yeah,
that was going to be the plan, I think.
Yeah.
You have fun with that.
So inside this room here in the middle, it appears to be a kitchen. There's several barrels and sacks of different supplies over in the corners. There's also a couple tables that apparently had food on them a few months ago that's still there and heavily molded and got insects all over it and is just sort of a disgusting mess.
Okay.
There's also just a Warhammer that's sitting on a table there.
I will pick up the Warhammer and show it to Rook. Anything, I guess we could probably stow it away.
Sure, I'll stow it.
Appears to be well made, but nothing super special.
Dave? I know they were investigating the rooms first, but...
But you open up the door and happen to see an air elemental?
I mean, the door was cracked. So I don't know where you want to put us, but I just thought I would... I didn't know if I was supposed to see that or not.
So you open up that door...
Whoa. Quit putting me in the room.
All right. You open up the door and see two air elementals that are inhabiting an office... kind of pretty similar to the first office you saw, with a slightly larger desk, another table in the room in the corner, and other bookshelves along the wall. Standing at the desk is a skeletal figure with a helmet on, with glowing white carvings all across the skull, and looks up as you open the door and says, "Have you quite finished pillaging the place, or am I in your way?"
Well, nice to meet you. How's it going?
You get the sense that if an eyebrow was there to be raised, that it would have been.
Well, I mean, you're going to accuse me of pillaging, but you don't exactly look like the, and as I kind of rub my head and my hair, the aesthetic monk type. So I'm only assuming you're here for the same reason.
Curiosity more than anything, I suppose.
So are those yours? I'm also speaking very loudly as I point to the air elementals.
They serve me, yes.
Cool, cool, cool. So are you like Sir Dreadlord or something like that?
Oh, no. My name is Bernholt.
Bernholt. Excellent.
Yes.
No title?
Feel the burn.
What was the name of the... It was Tristan. Tristan. And...
Larissa.
Larissa,
I'm
thank
not
you. I knew it was
particularly given to titles. I do have some, if you really care, but...
Now, Bernholt, is that like a DT on the end, or...?
It is Bernholt.
No, that was totally Kellen asking.
It was absolutely Kellen asking. I mean, is it more of a Bernholt?
Even louder than...
With a T.
Ah, excellent. Just trying to get some etymology in here. So...
Yes?
Bernholt, what would you like to do about this? Kind of feel like we've stumbled across each other.
Why are you provoking him?
I'm not inherently
having
provoking
a civil
him.
Conversation.
This is very civil for me.
Like that. What would you like to do here?
I don't feel the particular need to do anything. If you want to come in and look around, feel free. This is not my home.
Sure.
Okay.
Dave, you said this is not his home?
That's what he said, yes.
Okay.
Nushka is going to walk in with him. I'm assuming that I could have heard him and moved up. Is that okay,
that's
Dave?
What I was
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Kellen's going to pack a pipe and offer some pipe tobacco to Bernholt. I don't know if you smoke at all. I mean, as an effect or for an effect. I prefer the latter.
It has no effect on me, so I do not bother.
Yeah, I didn't think that Tristan would have a thing for tea either, but apparently he does.
Looks over at Nushka. You've met Tristan.
And Larissa.
I'm sorry.
For both? One or the other?
Yes.
The two of them seem perpetually caught up in their own little squabbles.
I was wondering why Tristan would have sicked a bunch of water elementals on us and then come in to save us.
Well, that does sound like something he would do.
So can
At
I
any
ask,
rate, I apologize for my siblings.
Oh, they are siblings. Okay. I was curious about that.
And did he use the word my?
He did.
So is there like an earth and a heart version? Are you like five?
There are four of us.
So we're missing the piece to form Captain Nevthelion?
What about Don Cheadle? Is he here?
Don Cheadle. Oh, guys, we were the heart all along.
If we're the heart, it's cold, black, and sarcastic.
So, Bernholt, is it okay if I ask what your business is here?
It is very okay, and I don't have any business per se. I'm curious.
About?
I've never been here, but I have been curious about what sort of studies all the monks were pursuing.
Well, see, I was curious about what drove them out.
Oh, were the griffins not obvious enough? I heard you making quite a ruckus downstairs.
Okay. I wondered if that's all it was.
Well, there. Yes.
How did the
In
monks...
all honesty, walking in here and seeing you and your elementals, I thought that you might have had something to do with it.
It's true that the monks probably would not have enjoyed my presence, which is why I never bothered coming here when they were here.
So, the thing that I don't get, and as Kellen puffs on his pipe, he's going to intentionally blow smoke towards the air elementals to see what happens. if it just gets like sucked up into it and swirls around.
Oh my god.
And I'll actually turn and look at Bernhold. Is that good for them? Does that cause anything? Do they seem pleased with that? I don't know if they get an effect.
The smoke sort of gets caught up in their like swirling essence for a little bit. And then eventually, like after 30 seconds or something, appears to rise out of the top of them and keep going up like smoke normally does.
Huh. I've got this theory, you know, secondhand is not nearly as good as actually smoking the pipe. But, you know, maybe that does something for air elementals. I don't know. So what I'm curious about is how did the monks actually get up here?
Oh, you mean because it's in the air?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't, like, the ground, I don't think anyway, looks like it ripped up and they just got stuck here.
No, they made use of some balloon sorts of things. There's an elemental node not too far from here that they used to create them.
Huh, interesting. So what were they working on up here? I mean, other than being monks far away from things, because that's what monks do.
It appears, and he sort of picks up one of the books, that they were quite interested, aside from their various metaphysical debates that they all like to have, it appears that they were interested in trying to develop some sort of anti-piracy initiative. Clean the seas and all that sort of thing. As if that would ever happen while Tristan lived here.
Well, I've always been of the belief you can't download a car.
F*** you, I would if I could.
Well, get a 3D printer big enough.
So, I'm not sure if I'm remembering this correctly or not, but wasn't this an Arakocra temple?
Yes.
Or,
I thought so.
Okay, so that's probably how they got up here.
Oh, well, yes. The ones without the wings used the balloons.
Oh, okay. I thought that
they weren't all Arakocra.
Okay. That's what I wasn't understanding. Okay.
So after overhearing this conversation, I'll join as well. I'll introduce myself to him and jump off the... He had said he was curious about learning what the monks had been studying, and I will express curiosity too and ask him, so what have you found so far?
It's honestly not as interesting as I hoped.
Oh, that's disappointing.
As well.
So how is Tristan tied up in the piracy? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that when you have been around as long as I have and read as many books as I have, it all starts to feel a little bit recycled.
Okay. Any particular books you've come across here that you'd recommend to someone that's more of an amateur academic such as myself?
In what topics?
I suppose magical infusing of items. That's my specialty.
Well, I'm afraid you'll be out of luck in these libraries. These monks were not exactly interested in enchanting.
Fair.
I've not been there in quite a long time, but if you were to go to Nivenfire, way up in the mainland, they specialize in that sort of thing.
Excellent. Always looking to hone my craft. Thank you for the advice.
So, not to be rude, at this point, if Kevin can pour himself a drink, he probably would. In fact, is there room at that table over there? Yeah.
Sure. Bernhalt has sort of gone over to the fireplace and is... like, picking up a book that's resting on the mantelpiece, flipping through it.
So not to be rude, but which one of your family members would you like us to do a task for or evict next?
I missed part of that.
Yeah, you broke up.
Which one of your family members would you like us to go after and evict or do a favor for next?
None.
Okay, can I ask what your plans are? Are you planning on moving in here?
Oh, no, I'm just visiting. I'll probably...
Okay. Larissa was interested in moving in here.
Ah, well, all the books would be ashes pretty quickly, but, well, not all of them, but that would make it rather unfortunate for whenever the monks tried to come back, because she wouldn't want to give up her precious new spot.
Hang on a second, guys, I'm sorry. Logan's about to leave.
Okay.
Well, he's doing that. Between this room and the first office that we're in, I'll kind of peruse the shelves for... a couple of books that look intriguing to, like I said, not a professional academic, but an amateur academic. And I'll tuck those away in the bag of holding for some reading for later.
Okay. Along with just like general philosophy sort of books, you also find a few that would be probably more interest on the clerical religious side.
Okay.
So what is your stance on tea, Bernholt?
Well, it's rather useless to me.
Mm.
What about your brother? How is he tied up in all the piracy?
Oh, well.
I mean, I understand he has some level of control over water. I don't know.
A great deal of control.
I didn't know what to what extent you guys had control over whatever element you're tied to, or how you're tied to it, or anything else.
Well, primarily he will either cause rough or smooth seas to aid or beleaguer various ships. But of course, he also enjoys being a financier and sponsoring various vessels. He and Larissa are much more interested in the material side of things than I am.
Hmm.
So just so I can keep my notes clear, who's the fourth member of your family we're going to meet in the next place we go?
That would be Anne.
Anne?
And Anne, yes. But I have not seen her in a couple centuries.
Okay, now Logan is actually about to leave. I'll be right back.
Is that Anne with an E or just a double N?
With an E.
Ah, sophisticated, I see. And underneath all the, and I kind of indicate the male, are you just as skeleton-y?
Just sort of like pulls up the hauberk a little bit. There's a rib cage underneath. Carved, but yes. It's like, pulls it back down.
Neat.
Well, I thought so for a while.
So what are you? What would you call your race or... I don't know if are the four of you unique beings or are there others like you?
So, appears to just sort of like think for a while and then says, I suppose there's no harm in telling you. After all, some people already know this. A few thousand years ago, I don't remember exactly how many, the four of us undertook one of those grand heroic adventures that, the sort that you might be on, you know, that sort of thing. We ended up currying the favor of Obad Hai, which resulted in basically a what do you wish of me if it is within my power? I will grant it. One of those sorts of, you know.
Did you collect seven Dragon Balls?
So we all thought, being four siblings, that, we were all mages. And we thought how fun it would be if each of us got to rule an element. And so we each picked one, and long and short of it, we're all sort of demigods of that element in the Greensong Isles.
Eat.
Dave, Obad Hai, do we know who that is? Is that a known thing?
God of nature.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Did I mishear, though, earlier? I thought that was there not five siblings?
There's four.
Oh, okay.
As the Captain Planet joke.
I didn't know if it was a joke or if there was actual death, so.
Obad Hai is the heart. Interesting.
Huh.
So Bernholt, you said that you have not seen Anne for quite some time. I believe you said centuries, was it?
Yes, she likes to stay underground and play in her domain.
Ah, but she would be here in the Greensong Isles.
Oh, she's here somewhere.
Okay.
Do you know about where we might be able to find her?
If I wanted to find her, I probably could, but I don't really feel the need.
So, just to clarify, you don't mind if your sister moves in here, yes? You have no claim on it?
I have no claim on this temple.
Cool.
However, I will caution that I think it would be wiser to find an alternative, because I foresee potential conflict if monks come back and Larissa is here.
Well,
I think it would be best to avoid that.
See, we kind of owe Tristan a favor for what I'm now starting to realize was a setup. So, no offense to the... You got a last name? Feels weird to refer to you by all your given names.
Do I have a... I don't think I have a last name.
So your family, it just seems like being playthings for one of the four of you or two or three just doesn't seem like a super great idea.
I understand you wanting to pay back a favor, yes.
A favor that, given his penchant over water elementals, he possibly could have set us up in the first place.
So what Cody is trying to say is that Dave is a dick?
Tristan's a dick, but I mean... by extension, that makes Dave a dick.
Have we ever said no? Doesn't he's not, he's away. Why were we sitting here again?
To clear it out for her.
No, we were supposed to come here, weren't we?
No, that's another temple, I think. That's what the next question I was going to ask. Really?
Jesus Christ. Okay.
We're still Alrighty. Looking for the original temple, right?
So, no, this is the same temple you were coming to originally.
Okay, so this is the one Farinaxis wanted us to go to.
The only reason it got involved with the siblings was because you offered it as a possibility to Larissa.
That's right.
Dave, thank you for having much better memory than the collective rest of us.
He did write this story.
Hey, you. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was just trying to clarify.
If I didn't say anything, you would be fucking around all over these islands for who knows how long until you remembered, oh, wait, it's the same one.
So what did he want again? To be honest, my ignorance is character-based because I was thrown out of that meeting.
Do the players remember?
I just remember making fun of the fact that he wanted a jar of mayonnaise or something.
Yeah, we're picking up something for him.
Jeff probably remembers.
He's got the key.
Definitely remember.
But Nushka will remind you that the objective is a basin that was used by the monks to create holy water.
Ah, yes.
Thank you, Dave. / Nushka.
And you haven't really come across anything yet that looks like it matches that description.
I would assume by now my detect magic ritual has gone off.
Oh, sure.
We'll ask Bernhold if he's seen something that fits that description.
Well, no, but I would imagine it would be close to the hall if it was for holy water.
I'm going to go ahead and do kind of like what Troy did before, and since detect magic is now active, I mean, I'll use it in this room because obviously I can ping the whole room as I walk through it, but just kind of walk up and down the halls looking to see if anything else pings, stepping in the rooms, etc.
Okay. In this office over here.
Yes.
You happen to, find a fairly strong aura of evocation on like the bottom shelf of one of these bookshelves.
Can I pinpoint it exactly? Is it a book? Is it a...
This one over here.
Boop.
And there appear to be a line of books.
I start pulling them apart and like separating them to see if it's the location itself or if it's one of the books.
Okay. So you're like pulling them off the shelves and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm assuming that like I get the sense and I like that you're doing it that the detect magic is not like boom, you know a thing, but I figure if I like take a book and then walk over to this table 10 feet away, set it down, the aura doesn't change. I go back, I kind of repeat that process, you know what I mean? Kind of
sure.
Sifting.
I was just clarifying.
Yeah. I'm sifting.
So as you begin taking books off, the first few you don't notice anything. As you get off, you take off one, you know, big chunk of like six books at once or whatever. You realize that behind the books on the shelf is resting a sword.
Jeff's been idle for too long.
Yeah.
Ooh, a sword, eh?
A sword.
I pick it up.
It appears to be a
pointy.
It is pointy.
Is it sharp too?
Also sharp.
Pointed sticks.
It could do both piercing and slashing damage.
Whoa.
No, it appears to be a very finely made bastard sword.
Evocation
for you.
With runes going up both sides of the blade. The runes on one side of the blade are glowing a bright orange, and on the other side, a bright, like a sort of cyan sort of blue.
Huh. Cool.
I'll identify it as a ritual spell.
Okay, so you're going to spend some time with your pearl, tapping it against the blade. Meanwhile, if no one's talking to him, Bernholt just continues to like rifle through books and flip through things. I'm actually trying to remember if Bastard Sword is a thing in this edition.
I don't think it is.
It doesn't look like it is. Okay, that means I have to pick something else for it to actually be.
Great sword!
Or...
Don't forget the W, it's a great sword.
A great sword, actually. I feel like... Screw 5th edition. I want to go look up what a bastard sword did. 3.5. Oh, I don't have my page numbers for 3.5 memorized anymore.
Been too long.
Is that on a thing here either? There it is. Oh, okay. I mean, I guess it's basically just a longsword because it could do... Oh, no. No, it's not. It is different. I totally forgot that there were different damages for different sizes in 3.5. Forgot about that.
I think it's a D10.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I used to love using Bastard Swords in Third Ed.
Okay, yeah. So it would do a D10. One-handed weapon. Versatile in the sense that you can use it with either one hand or two hands, but it doesn't gain different amounts of damage. And I suppose, Craig, if you're identifying it, what you will eventually find is that the runes on either side of the blade are for fire and ice. And so the sword does an additional D4 of fire damage and an additional D4 of cold damage.
Huh.
Cool. And hot.
Dude, it's the icy hot sword.
Yep. I was just about to go there.
Where does it hurt? Apply the icy hot.
Apply directly to the forehead.
Until there's no forehead left.
Which should only take about 2 or 3 chops.
Would a bastard sword be compatible with Great Weapon Master?
What's the restriction on Great Weapon Master?
Two-handed.
It's versatile.
Okay, then no.
So, you mean no, it's not incompatible, or no, you don't want it?
I'm looking.
Okay.
I mean, I don't need it either way. If you want it, go for it.
I don't need it either. my fell-handed works with like warhammers and maces and mauls and stuff. Not
gotcha. Swords.
Did anyone ever inspect the warhammer you picked up? By the way, I sort of saw an elemental and then got distracted.
That one appeared to have
Go ahead, Dave.
I was just gonna say that it was a well-made but mundane
masterwork. He put an enchantment on that.
Troy, do you want to fire an ice sword?
I don't think he can use it.
Dave, would this be a martial weapon?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, Great Weapon Master. I have to be wielding a heavy weapon to take the -5.
Oh, let's see. Would it be considered heavy?
I think it was when it was wielded two-handed.
Not versatile.
Oh.
No, heavy is a weapon that has to be wielded two-handed.
Well, I mean, I could take it because my fell-handed only comes into use situationally. I don't know that it's necessarily... I don't know. I could use it. I might not use it regularly.
Considering the magic was a sword, I'm going to go back and sit down with Bernholt.
Are you bringing the sword with you, or have you handed that off?
No, I'll have handed it off to the people who get their hands dirty.
Gotcha.
Cody, or Troy, do either of you want a dagger of venom?
No.
I don't... Nah, probably not. Okay.
So much of that shit I just can't use. Daggers I think I can, actually, but...
Well, that's why I mentioned if y'all want a dagger that you can wield.
Yeah, I think everybody can. Dagger's a simple weapon.
I mean, if literally no one else wants it, I'll put it in my character sheet and forget about it. I mean, it may come in handy and I may remember it at some point, but if I'm pulling out a dagger, we got problems.
Yeah.
Fair. So you definitely don't want it, Jeff?
The sword, no. No, I don't think I can use it.
Okay.
At least not for what I want.
Jeff, the other thing that happened when you were gone is that the party forgot why they came to this temple.
Not 100%.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, does Jeff remember?
Huh?
Does Jeff remember?
Yes.
Lies.
Then why are we here, Jeffafa?
I think the dragon's name is Farinaxus.
Yes.
Yeah, Farinaxus sent us here to recover some sort of vessel that transforms or that purifies water or purifies drink.
Mayonnaise.
200 points to Jeff.
Don't inflate his ego.
And I had about 80% of that.
And the only other thing is that Bernholt had pointed out that if it was for purifying stuff, it probably would have been next to the Great Hall.
We have
You guys actually told him about it?
They were talking to each other in front of him.
Okay.
Well, and I specifically asked him if he had seen something matching that description.
I was afraid to say something to him about it in fear he'd hold it over our heads and want us to do him a favor.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.